In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord was followed by a multitude of people. He was healing their bodies. He was taking care of their physical needs. And the people were eager to be with him, to touch him, to physically receive these material blessings, if you will, from his body, because grace is flowing from him. Cures were coming forth from his body. But our Lord wishes to give us something more than food for our body, health in our body. This body is not what we were made for. We were made for God. And so our Lord the body is not evil. He wished to give all these people what they wanted, but he has something better to give us, something more important, something that we're not really thinking about. But it is what we need. And too often, our prayers are to God for material things, physical things. And he wishes to give us spiritual things. And so in today's gospel, this pressure of the people, the multitude against Christ, forces him, you might say, to get into this boat of Simon and Andrew. The two brothers were fishing. There was also their partners, James and John, who had another boat. But he got in Simon and Andrew's boat, pulled away from the land a little bit so that the people couldn't press against him. He got away from them physically. But he sat down in the boat and he began to teach the people. He began to feed their souls and to heal their souls, to give them this spiritual nourishment that they so desperately needed, but yet they didn't realize this is what they need. And after he had preached to them, he tells Simon, pull out from the land a little bit, or go out into the deep and lower your nets for catch. And Simon explains to our Lord, we have fished the whole night long and have caught nothing, but at your word we'll lower the nets. So Simon and Andrew lower the net and they fill up the net. The net is breaking. They have to call James and John, bring your boat over here too. And James and John come and they fill both of their boats with fish, so much so that their boats are sinking in the water. And Simon looks at our Lord, depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man, and I can understand. You see, sometimes our Lord's blessings, material blessings, are just overwhelming. It is more than we can stand. And I think too often we pray for these material blessings. I'm sure the fishermen would pray, Lord, fill up our boats till they're sinking. Give us those blessings. But those blessings are like a two-edged sword. The more that God gives us in the physical, the less we are inclined to approach or to desire the supernatural. And the more he gives us of the supernatural, the greater our distaste is for the natural. And yet we come to God with all our physical wants, our physical needs. And Christ has told us many times, don't worry about those physical needs. Your Father in heaven, he knows you have a body. He knows your body needs all these things. He will give you all these things. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and all these things will be given you besides. Don't worry about those things. And it puts me a kind of a dilemma, because I'm at odds with a lot of the great saints who said, you know, invoke the angels for this and pray for all your needs. And I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying, why bother? Seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice. God will give you whatever you need. And we just need to learn to be content with whatever it is we receive. Bishop Lewis used to say the wonderful thing about the vow of poverty in the Franciscan order is, you know, if you gave me $1 million, I'd still be sleeping on the floor. I would still rise up to pray. I would still have Mass early in the morning. nothing is going to change. And the wonderful thing about this vow of poverty, that is, for those who take it seriously and are living it, they cannot be bribed. What good is money? I just have to figure out some way to get rid of it. And as a matter of fact, it does become a burden to a Franciscan. What do I do with this? How do I get rid of it? How do I spend it? I can't keep it. I can't take it with me. God has given it to me to be used for His good works. How can we use it? So I don't really want $1,000,000. I don't want a lot of money. I don't want a lot of anything of this world. I want a lot of grace. I want to hear our Lord's words. And this is what He's trying to show us in today's gospel. The faith is worth much more than this boatload of fish. And my patron, Blessed Giles of Assisi, has a beautiful quote that I like to repeat quite often, or at least think about quite often. The man who has the greatest part of this world, he has the worst part. And the man who has the least portion of this earth has the greatest part. The more of this earth you have, the more burdens you have, the more problems you have. And it may have helped that my father was into real estate and he liked to buy property and rent it out, and we had to maintain property, and that is the one thing I hated. And Bishop Lewis went, we need to buy property. We need to, wait. The more we have, the worse it is. There's too many things that can go wrong with property. Poverty is the answer. Let somebody else own it. Let somebody else have the problem of maintaining it and paying the taxes. We don't need more of this world. We need less of it. And yesterday we celebrated the birth of St. John the Baptist. He has a beautiful quote speaking of himself and Christ, because he had many disciples following him. And they thought that he was the Christ, and he was trying to direct their attention to Christ. St. John the Baptist says to his disciples, Christ must increase, and I must decrease. The spiritual life must increase, and the physical life must decrease. And this is the natural progression that we experience in this life. We grow old, we grow tired, do less and less and less. We end up with the empty nest, isn't that right? And then we sell the empty nest and we downsize. This world is just too much, until we finally leave everything behind and say, why am I holding on to all of this stuff? I look at so many of the traditionalists. You see, when Vatican II came and all the churches started throwing out all the statues, all the religious articles, many of the traditionalists went around and saved all this stuff. We saved all the statues, we saved all the pews, all the religious articles, the chalices, the ciboriums, the candlesticks, all these wonderful things that they just threw out. We saved. I have an attic full of them. For what? How did we save them? And I think the traditionalist mindset was that if we save all these material things, we're going to save the church. And I think that was a deception, a trick of the devil. These material things don't make the church. It's not the bricks and mortar. It's not the statues. It's none of these things that make the mystical body of Christ, the church. It is the soul, the spiritual things. What do these things represent? What do they tell us? And too often we are attracted just to the physical. We fall into superstition. You see, if I die wearing my brown scapular, I get to go to heaven. The Blessed Mother has promised me. Spoke on that many times. It has nothing to do with wearing this piece of cloth. Wearing the habit means living that life. This piece of cloth is supposed to represent to you that life and encourage you to live that life, to remind you that this is who you are and this is the life that you have to live. And I say, yes, if you live up to your promises that you made when you were enrolled in the brown scapular, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the confraternity of the brown scapular, when you were enrolled in that, if you live up to that, yes, I have no problem saying, yes, if you die living that life, you will go to heaven. And what does that life entail? What does that scapular entail? Living a life of chastity, humility, embracing all the virtues, all the life. If you live that virtuous life, you'll go to heaven. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with people who say, well, it just says if I die wearing this scapular. Well, wearing the scapular means wearing that life. And we need, I think, to separate ourselves a little bit from those material ideas, the physical, because these material ideas generally lead us into a superstitious attitude. It's no different than having a rabbit's foot. Our Lord, He can give us plenty of things, and He does. He often gives us whatever it is we ask for, even when it's not for our benefit. Like a parent, you see, the child is begging and begging for something. You don't really want that. You're going to hurt yourself with that. Okay, here you go. Hurts, huh? Did we learn anything from that? We're not going to do that anymore, right? But tragically, we're not as smart as little children, and we keep asking God for the same thing, to make the same mistakes, to be injured all over again. What would you do with it if you had it? What would you do if you won the mega lottery, whatever? You'd probably end up in a lot more trouble than you are now. You'll have a whole lot more friends coming out of the woodwork. You'll have relatives you didn't even know existed coming to see you. It's going to be a bigger headache. You want an abundance of fish? Yes, it's going to break your nets. It's going to almost sink your ship. These material blessings, as I mentioned earlier, are like a two-edged sword. The blessings were so great that Simon and Andrew, his brother, his partners, James and John, after this magnificent catch of fish, they left everything and followed Christ. Forget this fishing stuff. This gives us more fish than we know what to do with. We can't sell it all. We can't deal with it all. Can we cut the nets and just release them back? It is too much. And so they want to pursue Christ. Not the physical gifts that Christ has to bring, but the supernatural, the spiritual. And our Lord promises to Simon Peter, I will make you a fisher of men. I will show you how to save souls. And this is much more important than saving bodies. This is much more important than feeding our bodies. We have to redirect our attention to the kingdom of heaven, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and then know that everything else, what we need, will be given to us. And too often what is given to us becomes a burden, becomes a cross. And so I say I differ from a lot of the saints and the writings that you'll read where I ask God anything you want, he will give you whatever you want. You need more of this or more of that, pray and you will receive. The reason you haven't received is you haven't asked. Ask. But I also remind you, our Lord says, ask that your joy may be full. Where is your joy going to be made full? In heaven. Not here on earth. Seek first heaven and its justice, and all these things will be given you besides. And we look at this world, it is a burden, it's painful. We have to carry this cross, this daily cross that comes our way. And we end up praying, Lord, take this cross away from me, take this cross away from me. And we forget to imitate our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, but thine be done. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, thy will be done. He's teaching us how to pray. He's showing us how we should pray, and yet we seem to miss it over and over again. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first God's will. And I often encourage people, rather than ask God to take this cross away from you, ask him for the grace to carry it worthily. This is a cross, and if you embrace it for the love of God, you can draw great good from it. St. Paul tells us that where sin abounds, where there's this great cross, where there's this great evil, grace abounds even more. God takes the evil things, the burdens, the crosses of this life, and he makes them the greatest source of spiritual gifts, of spiritual treasures. They're there for us if we will only embrace them. And where are we going to find these spiritual treasures? Where are we going to hear these truths? Where are we going to hear the voice of Christ? It is going to come from the Ark of the Apostles, from the Catholic Church. It is in the Catholic Church that Christ speaks through Peter, through Andrew, James, and John. It is through the church that, yes, many of our material blessings come. But that's not what is important. It is through the church that we heal our souls, that we feed our souls. It is through the church we receive the sacraments. And this is what is important, that we fish out the souls rather than the bodies. I preach many times, God is not interested in quantity, he's interested in quality. I won't say he's not interested in your bodies, because he is. He created your bodies. He wants your bodies to be these temples of the Holy Ghost, as St. Paul speaks of. He was going to raise our bodies from the dead at the last day. Our bodies are going to be reunited with our souls to spend eternity either in heaven or in hell. Our bodies are good. And so I'm not saying that we have to hate and despise and destroy our bodies as the heretics did, even in the early church, the Manichaeans, the Gnostics. I can't think of their names right now. It's coming to me. But that is not the focus. The body is good. The material things are good. But we must use them as if we use them not. Our focus needs to be upon our soul, on the supernatural. And though God is the author of both, our soul is more important. Our soul is the greater treasure. And this is what we should strive to seek. This is what Christ is telling us. This is what the church is telling us. If we will only hear the voice of Christ. And sometimes, yes, he leaves us on the bank, and he goes off into the ship where we can't reach him. And it seems like he's so far away, but we just need to stop pushing to try and touch him, but open our ears and listen. Hear the voice of God. And it means often we have to kind of stifle the world around us. Time to time, we have to turn off the screen, turn off the radio, turn off the noise, and spend a little time listening to God. You can't hear him with all the noise going on around you. If you just turn off the noise for a moment and listen to your guardian angel, talk to your guardian angel, talk to your patron saint, talk to God, you'll begin to hear him. And what he has to say is much better than anything you'll find on your screen or the radio, the internet, the TV, wherever it is. What God has to say is much better. Benedictio Deum omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti.